This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for another hour of conversation with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus comes to us from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, on the air every week for an hour, going through a list of a lot of the things that have been the studied portion of our repertoire here. That is, Ken looking at all of the various manuals, the publications that come from the journals of medicine, things that he can look at and then translate to us so we kind of understand how doctors, they speak and they write in a different language. It looks like English, but it really isn't. It's doctor speak. So we have Dr. Ken with Dr. Speak. I'm Dr. Doug. I have Dr. Doug speak, I guess, in a manner of speaking. So let's get away from the double talk and get into some of the things that Ken has researched for us this week so that we can get to the bottom line. Ken, as I say, available to us every week at this time, but he's also available to you through the services in his office, in his clinic. You can reach out to them by dialing 352-735-1400. That's Dr. Ken's office. President Biden was diagnosed with COVID-19. Very mild symptoms, though, it would seem, Ken. So nothing to worry about, yes?
Well, it seems that way. He still has not been transferred to Walter Reed, as you remember President Trump was. So I think that's a good sign. We're all praying that he does well. Interestingly, he was treated with...
I'm not sure that's the case.
Antiviral.
I think there are some people that aren't.
He was taken off of two of the medicines that he was on because Paxlovid, this antiviral that's effective at lowering the risk of hospitalization and death in people who are severely at risk for this happening. And he, the president, was taken off of his rosuvastatin, that's the statin that he was on, and Eliquis, the blood thinner that he was on for atrial fibrillation. And interestingly, the other choice that could have been used to treat him would have been a monoclonal antibody, the one that is still effective against the subvariant that he has. I won't even begin to pronounce it. I don't think there are a few people on planet Earth who can pronounce it. But he was not given the monoclonal antibody, which would allow him to still stay on his Eliquis, his blood thinner. So this puts him a little bit at risk. We hope he doesn't go into atrial fibrillation again, and this would precipitate a stroke. But they chose not to give him the monoclonal antibody, but to give him the Paxlovid, which required him to go off of his rosuvastatin Eliquis. Doug, COVID-19 is still a big deal. I know everyone's fed up with it, tired with it, but we're still getting 400 deaths per day with COVID-19. It's down from the 2,000 to 3,000 per day, which it was a year or two ago. But it's still currently the third to fourth most common cause of death in America, even at the rate of death that we're seeing right now.
All right, so Ken, when it comes to COVID-19, it seems that there are those people, and I think I saw a White House report on it the other day, suggesting that COVID is going to be with us forever, one way or another, like the flu, like colds, like a lot of other things that have started and now is with us. And I think that that's kind of where most people are. That's why they want to find some modicum of reality or normalcy, and they're not paying as much attention to the COVID stuff. And I think that's with good reason, frankly, don't you?
Well, I think you're mixing some points in there. Again, there are still 400 deaths per day right now, down from 2,000 to 3,000 per day. And again, this would be the third to fourth most common cause of death in America at at 400 deaths per day. So if you ignore this, you ignore it at your own peril. But we do need to learn how to live with this. This is an indoor virus. You're not going to get it outside. But right now, with this new variant, Dr. Fauci, the president, it's incredibly contagious. And you'd be smart right now if you're in an area where it's budding to be wearing a mask when you're indoors in a crowd. And just be smart. And the way to protect yourself from not dying or getting hospitalized, without a doubt, is by getting vaccinated. And if you're over 50 and boosted, you can clearly see people who are vaccinated and boosted, almost no one dies. You look at people who are not boosted or vaccinated, a lot of people are dying right now. The people who are vaccinated a little bit but not boosted have an in-between level of death. It's clearly correlated with how well you've been vaccinated and boosted, whether you die from this new variant.
Okay, so you said 4,000 people a day are dying.
400 deaths per day currently with the
okay.
new variant. Down
how many,
from 2,000
how many people
to 3,000.
How many people will die from heart attacks today?
Well, more than that. Heart attacks is the number one cause of death. And if you look at 400 deaths per day, it's about the number third or fourth. So many more than that.
Okay. The reason I bring it up or put it in that perspective is because the news media, thanks to CNN, the New York Times, and all the other people that want to scare the hell out of you, will focus on this as if it was the number one killer in America, and don't focus on heart attacks, cancer, other things that are not that COVID isn't a real killer, but is really not as big, because we've gotten used to people dying of heart attacks, sadly. We've gotten used to people dying from cancer, sadly. And I suspect we'll get used to people dying from COVID, but not if you listen to watch CNN or if you read the New York Times. You're not going to, and I'm purely political on this because I think it's a pejorative. It's all about scaring people being full of fear, and so that's what gets the non-medical treatment. I get that it's, you know, there's a medical reality to this stuff, but good grief. Like it or not, it's not going to be the end of the world. And so we can reflect a little on it. I'm kind of on my high horse here a little bit. But the way that we handled COVID, in my estimation, was way off the charts, way more than should have been the case. It destroyed a lot of lives, destroyed a lot of businesses. And I'm not talking about the people that died of it. I'm talking about the people who, because of the impact of the news coverage, ran with their tail between their legs, afraid. We stopped everything we were doing. Why don't we do that for heart attacks or heart disease? Why don't we do that for cancer? We haven't stopped the world and told them we wanted to get off. And I think that's the point that I'm making. Continuing on, we'll talk about monkeypox in a moment here with Dr. Ken. Did you know that 2 out of 3 men, experience hair loss before they're 35? Do you really want to gamble with your hair? If you're losing your hair, you can change the odds in your favor and save your hair with Keeps. K-E-E-P-S. Clinically proven, FDA approved, a treatment that's available online to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, take care of the hair that you have. You'll have a personal relationship with a Keeps physician, a Keeps doctor, help you select the right products and develop a personal hair savings routine that'll work for you. It's pretty easy, actually. You don't have to wait and go to the doctor's office. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost of an in-service treatment. If you got questions, go to Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S, Keeps.com, / Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, for 50% off whatever it is that you buy on the first order. That's Keeps.com/ Doug Stephan, Keeps.com. We'll keep you with your hair.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store, and 72 in-store only.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So here we are with the monkeypox. About 1,400 people around the planet have it. And those good old guys from the World Health Organization, controlled by the Chinese government, have said it's a global health emergency, Ken. So what is your read on that?
Well, the number that you quoted is probably underestimated, and the concern is the acceleration, the growth in the number. And I'm just telling you what the director of the World Health Organization has decided, that the rapidly spreading monkeypox outbreak, Doug, represents a global health emergency, the World Health Organization's highest level of alert. According to the director of the World Health Organization, for the moment, this is an outbreak that is concentrated among men who have sex with men, especially those with multiple sexual partners. However, there has been a case already in a child, and the virus seems to originate in animals. So you folks, like yourself, who work with animals, you may be thinking about gloving up, because it's really not totally clear. Although this virus has been around for a long time, it goes back to at least the 70s, maybe the 50s. What's different is that we're seeing here in America, this used to be just limited to areas of Africa. So there's something different about the virus that we're currently involved with.
All right. So let's fast forward to a case of polio that was found in New York City, and the hoopla with health officials here. The polio vaccinations are given, I think, aren't they, to pretty much everybody at a certain age? Don't we all have polio vaccinations? I think we do.
Well, this individual who got polio, the first American since 2013, had not been vaccinated. And it seems as though the transmission occurred from a patient who had been given a live oral polio vaccine, and this live virus was then transmitted to an unvaccinated person. The unvaccinated person got polio, and polio is definitely something you don't want to get. And it's just another example about why you need to make sure you've been vaccinated against polio.
All right. So polio, what is this? I'm wondering out loud here whether the news media is going to grab a hold of this and try to scare the hell out of everybody. I don't know what recourse would be.
I think what it's going to try and do, hopefully, is not scare everybody, but just remind people they need to be vaccinated, because there are pockets in the country of people who are totally against vaccinations of all types. And this is just a reminder that you need to be vaccinated against polio or you're going to get this horrible, crippling disease that is so preventable.
Yep, that's for sure.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Into Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology. Again, the connection to him is easy to make. You want to have a telemedicine call with him, you're in Ethiopia and you want to talk to Ken? Call him. Call the office, 352-735-1400. Let's say you're in Tampa and you want to talk to Ken. You want to drive to Orlando. Same thing, 352-735-1400. Okay, up next here on the Bill of Fare, a discussion of salmonella. Here's one of this, the thing about salmonella and listeria and E. coli, they all are carried, this stuff is all over the place. And you're not gonna, you don't get rid of it because you can't get rid of it. It's there. Listeria is the worst of the three, but now there's a warning about salmonella in turtles. So how much attention do we pay to that, Ken?
Well, hopefully a lot, Doug. The CDC announced this week that tiny turtles, they're less than 4 inches long, are the cause of a multi-state outbreak of salmonella that has led to actually 5 hospitalizations and a few deaths already. Most of the small reptiles were purchased online, about half from a website called myturtlestore.com. Federal law bans the sale of small turtles as pets. Choose something else, please.
Okay, so how do they, if federal law prohibits the sale of these, how do they end up in a pet store?
You need to join the FBI to figure out.
Boy, oh boy. Hunga-bunga. Some of this stuff, why people, and this is in your bailiwick, but I'm just going to get off on another crank because that's where my head is today. The idea that you go to a pet store to buy anything. Whether people buy chickens in the pet store. They buy puppies in the pet store. And by the way, with all of these things that are there, you can't wash up a turtle and expect to wash away salmonella. You can't wash your hands and expect to wash it away. As I say, with Listeria, E. coli, all of these things, they are germs that are part of our lives. And so, is there a way of avoiding it? Well, don't buy stuff in a pet store. That would be my advice, and you can go from there. Okay, next for Dr.
These
Ken.
Are online.
These are online, but I'm betting that they're connected to a pet store. Yeah, if they're online, you know, you don't know where they're coming from. Why would you buy anything like this? It's like buying food online. Why would you do that? People say,
I don't know why you would buy your pet online and as a turtle. I don't know why you'd buy turtles, period. And I don't know how they're selling turtles. They're it's banned to sell.
Well, maybe that may be it. We may have hit on the crux of the issue. You can't buy them in a pet food in a pet store, but there's probably no prohibition. Somebody didn't look far enough when they were making the rules and prohibited from being done online. So somebody found a chink in the armor, a hole in the reality here, and that's why they're getting away with this to this point anyway. So. I don't know. Give us a little primer on salmonella and listeria and how. Give us a minute or less on the different types of these bacteria. They're germs, right? Bacteria germs. Yeah.
These are bacteria. They affect the gastrointestinal system. For example, salmonella symptoms are such as diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps. And usually begins 6 hours to 6 days after the infection. It can last 4 to 7 days. And these are not pleasant things. These are things where you're just, I don't want to get too clinical, but you're in the bathroom nonstop and you are sick, very sick.
Sick, sick, sick. All right, so that's the update on salmonella and the other germs that are around. Bananas. We'll go bananas with Dr. Ken next here on Good Day Health.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keefe's can help you change that. Keefe's has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keefe's physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keefe's is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keefe's doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keefe's.com/.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Heavy rains were causing flooding across the Appalachia as floodwaters in Kentucky that have killed at least 8 people continued to rise overnight. The jet stream has carried the monsoonal moisture from Southern California to Pennsylvania. Heavy flooding was seen in Las Vegas, Nevada, and St. Louis, Missouri overnight. The U.S. economy shrank for the second quarter in a row, the definition of recession, as the housing market buckled under rising interest rates and high inflation is seriously harming business and consumer spending. Although the White House is tiptoeing around the word recession, Americans are flabbergasted at the cost of everything. Janet Yellen shortly after the Commerce Department's recessionary GDP report Thursday.
But definitely the real data, to my mind, show that there is a slowdown in progress.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
More than 9 months after Iraq voted in its October 2021 parliamentary elections, political leaders have failed to form a government. Having lost their patience, demonstrators, mostly supporters of Shia leader al-Sadr, stormed the Iraqi parliament on Wednesday to protest against corruption and one of the candidates running for prime minister, Mohammed Shia al-Sadani. A former minister and ex-provisional governor, is the pro-Iran pick for premier. Al-Sadr has rejected his candidacy. Americans continue to be lectured by Washington, D.C. and reminded we're not in a recession. President Biden denying a recession due to low unemployment numbers is hogwash. So says former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro on Newsmax last night.
Here's the problem we're in. On the one hand, they're saying there's no recession. But on the same day they're saying that, they're passing yet another Keynesian fiscal stimulus bill. And what's the over-under on Joe Manchin in West Virginia getting a disproportionate share of that to bring him on board? You know the answer to that. And on the same time, they're engaging in contractionary monetary policy by raising interest rates, which is going to exacerbate recession. There's no recognition that what we're really in is stagflation brought about by structural problems, many of them policy-induced. And at the top of my list is the attack on energy. We've lost our strategic energy dominance.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour of our Good Day Health Visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week. Doug Steffen going bananas. All right, you're the clinician, you're the cardiologist, preventive cardiologist. You are an expert in circulatory matters. I find you to be an expert in everything going on in my body anyway when you check it out on the annual basis that we get together. But the food that's really good for people in their heart health. You hear all kinds of berries. I guess maybe if we start with bananas, but maybe you go through the things that are especially good for men and women who are maybe from a family that has heart disease in it. Because there are people, I came from a family, AFib. My father had AFib when he was in his 50s. I'm in my 70s now. I don't have it. Haven't had any sign of it. So maybe there are things, the chain gets broken by what you eat. And if I eat lots of bananas, is that going to help?
Well, a lot of things came out there. First, let's talk about the news about health. Doug, think about salts, sodium and potassium, and we know that high sodium salt consumption is associated with high blood pressure and a raised risk of heart attacks and stroke. But the new research published this week in the European Heart Journal is that eating potassium-rich foods can improve heart health. Such foods as bananas, avocados, and salmon, these are especially high in potassium. They help to counteract the negative effects of sodium in the diet and lowering blood pressure by consuming these high potassium foods. Other potassium-rich foods include a variety of vegetables, fruits, nuts, beans, dairy products, and fish. People who have kidney issues have to be careful about consuming potassium.
Okay, so let's connect our friend Dr. Jack Stockwell. If he were having this conversation with me, would probably suggest that along with potassium, you ought to be getting magnesium. And whether you get them through supplementation or the food you prefer, food, Jack says we don't have enough good stuff in our food nutritionally, so we have to supplement. So what is the connection in your mind between magnesium, all of the IUMs, magnesium, selenium, potassium, are they connected in some way?
Well, if there's a deficiency, yes, then you need to replace them. But my approach to this is by not just one from column A, one from column B, you know, like in the Chinese restaurant. My right. approach to this is actually to measure, and if there's a deficiency, yes, supplement it. My approach to this is eating a very healthy diet. I prefer the Mediterranean diet. If you prefer the plant-based diet, that is just as well, whichever you prefer. But eating a very healthy diet and then determining where your deficiencies are, those should be supplemented.
All right, so you got to find that require. How do you determine that? Blood work? Is that where you find? How do you know that you don't have enough magnesium or you don't have enough of anything unless you have a blood test? And even then, isn't it difficult unless you really are specific? I remember one year we had, you give me a normal blood panel every year we have our work, but I one year went up to New Hampshire to get a special blood test done to, you know, measure everything. It was like $400 to go through everything we could possibly think of. And I wonder if that's the only way we can tell whether we have enough of the good stuff.
I think that what most of us get yearly from our primary care physician is good for most of us. And on an individual basis, there may be some exceptions. But, I don't think if you're seeing a good doctor each year that they're missing these deficiencies.
Okay.
If you're eating a healthy way.
Right. But in both, unfortunately, Ken, most Americans don't eat a healthy diet. That's why so many people are obese. Their body mass index is way off the charts. They're just fat. And you look at young men especially, but I was with some women this weekend. I couldn't believe how fat they were, frankly. And I'm not trying to be gentle about this because I don't think it needs to be discussed gently. The belly fat on women today who are not my age because they don't live to be my age, but looking at women in their 30s and 40s and 50s, I don't mean to sound unkind, but it's gross. And it maybe because men are being, women are like men, I don't know what it is, but I know, and you must be seeing a lot more of it, because that will certainly be a list on the list of people's, the things with people that will cause heart disease. And so
absolutely.
I just wonder, yeah.
It's very sad that over 40% of the American population is obese, not overweight, obese. And this has gone up significantly. COVID-19 added about 10 pounds to all of us. And this is a very significant issue. And that's why there's a diabetes epidemic. That's why heart disease has stopped falling. It's a major concern.
Mm-hmm. Well, life in general, if you look at the stats, we are no longer gaining on the years and months that the average person, the life cycle, the lifetime, has either stopped going up or going back a little bit, in part because of COVID, but also in part because of the gross food that we're eating and other things that we're consuming, they just layer it on.
Right. In last year, we stopped the annual improvement that we've been seeing for decades of people living longer. Combination of just diet, not exercising, fentanyl, and COVID-19, these things combining to make our survivability here on planet Earth decline.
You know, it's amazing. You talk about all of the involvement, the laws, the bureaucrats, the politicians who are basically puppets, not for the people who elect them, but for the people who pay them. That is the contributions they get for their campaigns. That's where the real attention is. And so you look at the insurance companies that kick in lots of dough to these people running for Congress. You look at the big food giants. You look at the pharmaceuticals. You look at all of these outfits. And that's why we don't have laws against alcohol. Well, it doesn't work anyway. But tobacco, that probably wouldn't work any more than it's working against marijuana. You know, you look at all of these things that we could outlaw that would help us, you know, or somehow or other mandate in the diet potassium, magnesium, selenium, things like that. But you don't see any of that because there's no focus on prevention. You're the only preventative person with a doctor. Here's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a preventative cardiologist. How many people that are do you have preventative osteoarthritis doctors or preventative cancer doctors? No. You don't have any of that stuff because it doesn't pay. And I know I'm getting really cynical here. Maybe we should pause. Because I want to come back and talk about how mental and physical activities benefit men and women. So we'll put men and women together in our consideration as we continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Let's talk about that weight thing again. It's always around us. It doesn't leave us. Those of you who've decided that you are way overweight and you don't want to see the Grim Reaper too soon, then perhaps you ought to go online to toplaws.com. Get the product information that pertains to Calitrin, the healthy, right way to lose weight and, more importantly, to keep it off. No crash diets necessary, no drugs necessary, no stimulants necessary. Calitrin is the all-purpose, all-natural, healthy choice to help you lose weight and keep it off. That's why it's so popular. It comes in a lot of different forms. It's powder, liquid, or capsule form you can get. And when you go to toploss.com, you can do the research. You can talk. Somebody will be put to you when you go to their website that will talk with you about your needs. What's going on in your body? How can they support you? That's one of the main reasons to choose Calitrin. So healthy, so wonderful. And, you know, it's up to you, though. You got to take the first step. Go to toploss.com. Check it all out. When you decide you want to order, use the discount code DUG, D-O-U-G, for free shipping, and their Dog Days of Summer special sale. That's at toploss.com for Calitrin.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the answer to some of your questions. You can send the questions along on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, or you can just connect to us at gooddayshow.com. Good Day Health with a focus now on the 7 healthy habits. Somebody said that they saw recently a list. This is kind of from the same wheelhouse that we talk about a lot. We spent a long time on how to keep people alive. Don't kill yourself with strokes and Alzheimer's. There are 7 healthy habits. And I think it kind of reminds me of you talking about the Mediterranean diet, being active, eating better, losing weight, don't smoke, normal blood pressure, cholesterol. There's nothing new here. Reduce blood sugar, right? Those are the seven simple things to protect your heart.
Yeah, we just discussed them to protect your brain also. It's the same thing.
Yeah. All right, so it's common sense, it would seem, much as anything else, Ken, I think. Don't you? Isn't it just common sense, one would think?
I have, as I've told you for decades, I've never seen an obese 90-year-old male.
Yeah, there you go. Somebody wants to know about where and when to use sunscreen. Hot, very hot around the country. People are at the beach. My sister has had skin cancer. Her husband has had skin cancer. One of my nieces has had skin cancer. My sister had a very bad bout with it. And I wonder if it's as easy as using sunscreen. That was one of my nieces telling me that because of all the time I spend outside on the tractor. I had a little thing on my face once that was precancerous that I had taken off, but that's the only bout I've had. Have you ever had anything like this on your skin, Ken?
No, fortunately. But you want to make sure you cover your face, your neck, your hands, your ears, any part, and wear a hat, any part of the body that's exposed to the sun. You know, me being in Florida, we think about this all the time, extra especially. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually it's thought that 10 to 3 are the times where the sun's rays are the hottest. But it's important. Any area of the body that's exposed to the sun, you need to get sunscreen on. And you also need to wear a hat. Very important. A melanoma does come on your scalp, and it's hard to put sunscreen under your hair.
All right. Now, there's an update. You know, the actress Emilia Clarke, I bet your daughter, who loves this sort of thing, is very familiar with Emilia Clarke. If you aren't, she was in a number of shows like Game of Thrones. Apparently, she's had 2 brain aneurysms in her late 20s and early 30s. I'm amazed after reading this that she's still alive. I thought that brain aneurysms were instant death, Ken. Would you explain what an aneurysm is and how someone who's had 2 of them in their brains might have survived?
20,000 miles of piping in the body, the circulation. And the arteries, think about the pipes in your kitchen, in your sprinkler system. The pipes all have a diameter, and when they get beyond 1.5 times the normal diameter, we call this an aneurysm. And at some point, as these pipes get bulged and get bigger and bigger, they can explode and rupture. And that's what an aneurysm is, and that's what a ruptured aneurysm is. And often these ruptures are what we don't survive.
Okay. So what might be in her diet? What might be the construct of the walls of the arteries that carry the blood to the brain and elsewhere? Why would she have had brain left to them? One of them, she had an operation to go in and kind of fix it.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost a stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Doctor time, yes, it's the Good Day Health program on the air with Dr. Jack Stockwell, eminent Nuka chiropractor, eminent GAPS practitioner, eminent husband of Mary. All of those good things going together. From his clinic in Salt Lake City, he brings his information and part of the info, or maybe all of it. I can say handily that you're here in part because of the support of Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is stimulant-free and drug-free. You don't have to have any more crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy way to help you lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off, because that's the hardest thing to do, Jack, isn't it? Once you lose the weight, it's so hard to keep it off, because people go back to eating ice cream before they go to bed. Yours truly is.
Well, that's it. Their lifestyle doesn't change. You know, they go through extreme conditions, almost Spartan conditions, to lose the weight. And then when they've lost the weight, they start slipping back into the thing that caused the weight.
Right, so you'll go to toploss.com to find out how you get on this Calitrin program. Been around for 25 years. Certainly a wonderful combination of all natural things like collagen protein, digestive enzymes. Jack talks about that all the time with his own enzyme product, Long Life Energy Enzymes. Those are part of it. So those are a good combination, actually. The Calitrin and the Long Life Energy Enzymes, that'd be a good way for you to keep the weight off. Check it all out at toploss.com. Right now, special deal for the summertime, the early summer. Buy as much as you want at the regular price and get an equal number without having to pay for it. So it lasts for a long time, and you support yourself. And those enzymes, as I said, are good, too. You get those at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay, so here's the story of a Georgia woman who was paralyzed after four arteries came apart during a visit to a chiropractor. This happens. It happened on ABC News, 25, 30 years ago, and the chiropractic profession went into some kind of protective mode because everybody thinks that all chiropractors are the same. And in fact, with the number of people that go to chiropractors and get adjustments to their neck, this lady has got a GoFundMe page because she's paralyzed. So what's your read on this? She had cardiac arrest and a stroke and that kind of stuff. And so she was revived. She needed surgery. So what would contribute to, from a Nuka chiropractor's point of view, which is basically not neck manipulation like the traditional chiropractor, but so what do you make of this? I guess I'm asking for some help because I don't want the chiropractic profession to get a black eye because of something that was done wrong by one person.
You mean the way the medical profession gets a black eye for the medical malpractice problems day by day by day? The number of people who die from drug overdoses that they shouldn't be getting, not recreational drugs, but the number of people who are misdiagnosed. This is a battle for turf. Now, to answer your question, though, let me tell you this. This has happened maybe 2, 3, 4 times since I became a chiropractor.
Yeah, over a decade.
In almost every case, they found out that these arteries were almost through dissection themselves at the time this took place.
What does that mean?
A dissecting artery is where the arterial wall is breaking down for a number of whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that this happened at the same time someone was given a cervical adjustment. And I don't know what kind of adjustment it was, but the majority of chiropractors do pretty much the same thing, which, of course, is not what I do.
No, not at all.
And I'm not trying to distance myself from these guys in the sense of any liability. But when these things have been more fully investigated, they'll find out that the arteries in the entire body are having problems, not just the ones in the neck that already had started to break down and were heading towards an aneurysmal kind of experience anyway. I'm saying that this is more of a coincidence than anything else, because hardly is there ever enough energy applied to the neck, the way most chiropractors work, mm-hmm. to cause something like that to happen.
All right.
When you think of all the rear-end collisions, when you think of all the circus and the amusement park rides and all this kind of stuff, is far more deleterious than
the neck snapped around an automobile accident,
yes,
that kind of
exactly.
stuff. All right, quick comment on Brittany Griner's use of cannabis. Medical cannabis does what? Why would people be prescribed medical?
Well, there's a lot of cannabis. Good reasons for medically prescribed cannabis. It's anti-inflammatory. It's very calming for the entire nervous system. It stimulates the release of certain kinds of prostaglandins that contribute to healing. And the problem is, this is an effort by the pharmaceutical industry to stop something that's extremely cheap from getting into the marketplace that will do what drugs do without side effects.
Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City here on the Doug Steffen Good Day. It's Good Day Health and at your service at 59 after the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.